And we owe the security to their families if they die.
This work is the latest winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Music, Anthracite Fields by Julia Wolf. The Pulitzer Committee called it a powerful oratorio for chorus and sextet, evoking Pennsylvania coal mining life around the turn of the 20th century. Thanks to the award and this brand new recording released yesterday, Anthracite Fields is sure to reach a wider audience. But Julia Wolf has already had mainstream success as one of the co-creators of the innovative New York concert series and performing arts group, Bang on a Can. She recently told me about finding out she'd received this life-changing honor.
I was actually in a meeting at home in my loft, and I saw a call come in, and it was from Washington, D.C., and I thought, oh, I don't know who that is. I'm not going to take it. And the next call that came in was from Bang on a Can, and I picked it up because I thought, oh, they probably need something from me. And it was Kenny Savelson, who's the director there, and he said, do you know what's going on out there? I was like, what? And he said, you just won the Pulitzer. So, and the whole office was screaming. It was a very, very sweet moment because it really was a friend-sharing moment. I mean, we all put so much energy into making that piece happen. So, and that call that had come in was NPR. And I thought, oh, well, actually, I'm a little bit glad that I had some preparation to absorb it. I would have been maybe a little stunned and awkward, like, huh?
Well, so let's talk about this marvelous piece, Anthracite Fields. First, what drew you to Pennsylvania coal country at the end of the 19th century for inspiration?
Yeah, well, I grew up in this little town, it was about an hour north of Philadelphia, small town, USA. And my parents were very oriented towards culture and going into the city. We'd always turn right on this route, this highway 309. But if you turn left, you would hit Scranton and Wilkes-Barre and this whole coal country region, which I really knew nothing about. So I started to look into it, and I thought, oh, this is really fascinating, this life, this industry, and how dependent we were on it.
And you took a deep dive into that. Talk about your journey. You actually went into a mine, right?
Yeah. Oh, it was wonderful. It was just, you know, to actually go out there, interview people, you know, third-generation miner, daughter of and granddaughter of miners, and got a real understanding. Read a ton of books just to, you know, learn everything about, from disasters to just, you know, daily life. So I got an incredible education.
Is there anything of the sonic experience of being inside the mine that we can hear in this piece?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Both guides turned the guide light off so that you could see complete darkness, which is something you don't usually get to experience. And I think that's definitely in the piece, especially in the first movement. In the opening, I was really going for this very deep, resonant, cavernous sound. So you have the open string of the double bass, really the bow really digging into the open string. The electric guitar is being scrubbed with the handle of a whisk, metal whisk, so you get this kind of...
Like a kitchen whisk,
yeah, with a lot of reverb, and you get this kind of woolly, deep woolly sound. The voices, the choir's using their voices in a very different way.
The text of this oratorio, you assembled this yourself. Can you talk about how you did that? Where these words come from?
I came across the Pennsylvania Index of miners who had been injured. They didn't necessarily die, but they'd been injured in the mines from till about 1910, something like that. And it was a crazy long list. I mean, I couldn't possibly set all the names. It's pretty sad how long that list is. But I just decided to take all of the Johns and with one syllable last names and in alphabetical order. So it had this kind of chant-like quality, you know, John Ash, John Ayers, John Baines, John Baines, John Baines. it was very emotional. And in coaching the choir, I really wanted to capture this idea that it's not just this list. You know, there are many lists of names in the world. This is someone's uncle, it's someone's father, it's someone's brother.
If one says coal mining, you know, it summons very dark associations, but there, the music is not all gloom. There are flowers here. There's actually a movement called Flowers. Talk about why they spring up here.
That's a good question, because when I started, I thought, oh my God, is this dark? It's like disasters and floods and cave-ins. It's just terrifying. And at the same time, there is incredible life in these communities. And you know, the woman I interviewed, Barbara, she, her father, I don't know if it's her father or grandfather now, was buried alive in the mines, but was saved. She was talking about living in multi-generational homes. She grew up in a patch town, which is literally the company owns the little houses that they all live in. They own the store. Pretty impoverished existence. But at some point she said, oh, but we all had flowers and we all had gardens. And she started to name flowers. What a great image of women beautifying their life with these flowers.
The last movement is called Appliances, which kind of brings up, you know, what happens with the energy that coal is produced.
It was interesting. While I was working on the piece, friends would ask me, well, you're gonna talk about like pollution and the mess coal has this. And I was thinking, no, I'm really looking at these people and their lives. And I felt like, you know, I really can't not put this in the piece. I really wanted the piece to be about us. You know, we are these people. And the way I did that was just to make a list of all the things you do every day that use coal, that still use coal, because probably I think it's something like 50% of our energy is coal fuel today. Like, you know, bake a cake, drill a hole, call your girlfriend on the phone, send a message. The list goes on. It's kind of unbelievable what we do every day and the energy that we're using. So that was my way of somehow putting that into the conversation.
That's Julia Wolf, the latest recipient of the Pulitzer Prize for Music for her composition, Anthracite Fields. The first official recording of that work was just released. Julia, it's been a real treat getting to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you from all the people in coal country, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and the rest.